Okay, welcome Louis. Just what we're doing today is just catching up from the previous presentation and discussing any exhibition setup plans.
Yeah.
And any issues or support you need.
Mm-hmm. So I've got pretty much a plan for what
Crikey.
I want to do.
That looks complex.
Yeah. Basically went off of the annotations. But
it's good.
Basically going to be a bunch of posters all overlaid on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And so I'll make the posters digitally, but then also sort of like cut them and rip them up and like put them on
nice.
Cardboard and then use like some like spray paint and stencils over the top of it to make it look more like handmade and stuff.
Will they be sort of like reliefed off the wall, the exhibition wall?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, like using like thicker cardboard to like give it some more dimension, but I wasn't too sure about that.
Cardboard?
Right.
Maybe you need to have a little experiment.
Yeah.
And try some different ways of presenting.
Because cardboard can also be really ripply and buckled, and you don't really want that unless that's the look you're going for.
Mm. I do want some pieces to look like a bit like damaged and like roughed up a little bit, like they've like been like a bit weathered as well.
Okay, good. You've put some quite a lot of thought in.
Yeah, most definitely. So are you thinking that this is a wall that people need to fully be able to walk up to? So there's like nothing sort of in the way. I'm just thinking about in terms of the space. Like say if they went into what is like the computer room on one of the sides where there is the shelf. Instance where the computers not really are sat, is that a problem?
I'm not too sure. I think it might. I didn't get the actual measurements, but I did. Like I just laid out loads of bits of paper like on the floor to see like roughly the sort of scale I want. And so this main piece in the middle is like A1. So it's A1 with like some space at the top and bottom to branch out.
Okay.
So I don't know if the distance between the shelf and the wall is like enough
for
that.
It might be. That it's not appropriate for that area.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask is because, again, like I've been saying to other people who have forgotten, like there are other things that need to go up, like your artist statement, comments book, things like that, where those sort of things live. So if you could, not in any way as much detail,
this,
but just do a quick, real quick sketch
like place
of like a space, if I just look at the back of this. So if you said, I want a wall like this, with like all my posters, bits and pieces, whatever, then I would have a shelf that has my comments book on it. Yeah, and above that is my artist statement.
Yeah, then
I can see, okay, these are exactly all the elements that Louis wants to have in his display. So that I'm not then going, well, we'll put Louis here.
Yeah.
And then it'd be completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah? So just if you could do a bit of a drawing like this for me, that'd be wicked with all the different bits and pieces. Also, you know, you should remember from last year, it gets a bit sort of sharp elbows when it comes to shelves, prints, things like that. So if you can, find one as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And just like keep it to one side.
Yeah.
Put some masking tape with your name on it. Because we have limited stocks and those who help themselves first get the rewards, you know. But in principle, I've no doubt the practical stuff is going to come together nicely. Have you worked out the sort of QR code-y kind of...
Yeah, I'm working on that. Basically, like Adobe has its own like QR code generator, which I'm going to use that. Because I tried like the first one I Googled before, but they have like expiry dates on them.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to set up a few over the weekend and like see like, okay, which ones expire? Which ones don't work past
Ben
a certain point?
Ben will make
point.
You one if you want.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Because I think that's a really important thing within your work to have that functioning.
And I've got I found like this, it's like an old school like blogging site where you can like really like change the HTML of it to like proper customize it, make it look more genuine.
So
I found that and I can basically just set up a load of different accounts with that.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I think it would look like more genuine than just like an Instagram account.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you'll have one for the AI pro and one for AI not pro.
I've been sort of thinking about just doing like, because a lot of these posters are going to have like snippets of like information on them, and because I want them to be like sort of weathered and distressed, the information will be like partially missing, and so like in the corner there'll be a QR code taking you to like a page with like the full context.
Okay.
So you sort of like, it's like kind of like a hooker, like the actual visual part, but then you get the QR code and you see like the full part of it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Excellent. Right. Well, that sounds like good to me. Just get this drawing done.
So I assume you've done lots and lots of artist research and other things. Well, I don't need to see them, but I do need to see them on the blog.
Yeah.
There is nothing on your blog.
Yeah. I have the way I do my blogs is just I like do it all on slides and then print it out. So I have the images and I have like all the notes in my notebook. It's just putting it together onto the blog that I just need to update.
But the sooner you start, the better, because obviously it's going to be a reasonably long job to do because you've got to annotate the entire, you've got to record everything you've done. And the more you record, the more marks you get.
And just like a little sort of side note, Lou, because you have an awful habit of taking Fridays off.
Right.
Like, Fridays seem to be like your Achilles heel, the like pattern that has been forming for some time. And I'm not here to press you about that or whatever, because you're a good worker, you produce nice work. I don't have any problems with you taking that day. It's not me, this is the college.
I get what you mean.
What's happening here? So I'm just wondering, within that Friday, if at any chance that it could be utilized for doing stuff like
a dedicated time for that.
Because
I find that when I do it, it's very like scattered. Just like when I remember to do it, I'm like, okay, like quick.
Because you can do that from home.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Fine. And at least then I can say, well, actually, Louis doing his blog work from home, and then I have reasonable things to go back to senior leaders with when they're like, why isn't he coming in on a Friday? And then it fulfills that activity, and then you can just be in the studio time fully focusing on your practical stuff or your sketchbook work or whatever else, so perhaps using the Fridays when you're at home, if you're at home, to like get on with some blog stuff.
Because some of your other projects you've done really well. I'm just looking at your contextual studies and you've covered a good amount, but the one that really counts is the FMP.
That is the linchpin for everything. I'm just going to take a photocopy of this for the moment. But by the end of this week, beginning of next week, Louis, if you can get me that fag packet design, I'd be really most grateful. What's the name of this?